Welcome to the podcast, Holistic Tennis Performance, where we go beyond just strokes and strategies. This is your space to build mental toughness, elevate your game, and thrive as a whole person, not just a player. I'm your host, Jira Schofield, and today's episode is a game-changing topic, instantaneous confidence. You might be thinking, confidence takes time to build, doesn't it? Well, not always. What I'm about to share with you can help you tap into confidence instantly. Instantly. Yes, instantly. Without having to spend months with a sports psychologist or obsess over match results, if you're ready to transform how you feel on the court, let's get started. Let's begin with a critical question. Where does confidence not come from? First, while positive thinking and results can play a role in confidence, they aren't the most reliable sources, especially under pressure. Sure, it's nice to tell yourself, I'm great, I can do this. But we all know that affirmations alone don't always cut it, especially when the pressure is on. Second, confidence doesn't come from tournament results. I've had moments where I played a phenomenal match, but still didn't feel confident stepping onto the court the next time. Sound familiar, right? Just because you win a match doesn't mean you actually feel confident while playing. Results are fleeting. They're not a stable foundation for confidence. Lastly, confidence doesn't come from some magical self-image. Yes, the way we think about ourselves can help, but relying on self-esteem or identity alone can lead to a roller coaster of emotions, especially when things aren't going your way. I do want to add, if you are having some serious self-esteem or really struggling with your identity, I highly suggest seeing a healthcare professional or psychologist. So I do want to put that out there. There are cases where this is really needed for professional help. Now that we've explored the misconceptions about confidence, let's talk about what truly creates it. So where does confidence come from? Are you ready? Here's the secret. Confidence comes from realizing you have nothing to lose. You're like, huh, what? Jira, it can't be that simple. No, what? Yes. Yes, it's that simple. Think about it. When you're not worried about results or making mistakes, you're free to play your best tennis. For example, at the US Open semifinals last year, Fritz played with confidence, attacking the ball and taking risks, while TFO seemed hesitant, almost second-guessing his shots, especially towards the end of the match. You could see the difference in their body language. Fritz looked calm and determined, while TFO looked tense. That's the power of playing free versus playing with fear. When you shift into this state, your shots flow effortlessly. Your mind clears all of a sudden, and the game slows down. Even if you lose a point, you're unfazed. You just moved on to the next one. This mindset of nothing to lose is the key to instantaneous confidence. I wish I had known this as a player, because I struggled with confidence. And confidence isn't about playing a ton of matches or grinding through tournaments. It can help at times. It doesn't mean all of a sudden you're going to start playing with more confidence. Sometimes it's just you need more match play and you need more experience, but that doesn't mean it's going to change how you feel on the court. It's about letting go of fear and expectations right here, right now. But here's the challenge, right? There's always a challenge. How do you let go of those thoughts? How do you let them go? Because they always like to creep in. The answer lies in managing your mind. Yes, you have to train your mind like you train your strokes. That means it's a daily practice. You need to recognize and discard the negative, imaginative thoughts that creep in. What if I lose? I have to beat this player again. I need to retain my ranking points. These thoughts don't serve you. They only create pressure and tension, which sabotage your performance. Instead, remind yourself, I have nothing to lose. Using deep breathing to calm nerves, a quick visualization exercise to imagine playing freely, or a mantra like one point at a time to stay present. These are just little quick fixes. When you embrace this mindset, you're no longer tied to results, expectations, or even your own self-image. You're just playing tennis, free and fearless. One of the best tools to help you access this mindset is meditation. Stay tuned because I'll be releasing a guided meditation designed to help you clear your mind and step into that powerful state of instantaneous confidence. It's a game changer for managing pressure and finding your confidence instantly. Instantaneous confidence is possible when you stop attaching your worth to outcomes, self-talk, or external factors like trophies and who you beat. Instead, shift into the mindset of letting go of your expectations or playing without attachments. Play freely, play boldly, and of course, have fun. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the podcast of Holistic Tennis Performance. Share this episode with someone who needs a confidence boost and stay tuned for my guided meditation to help you take this to the next level. If today's topic resonated with you, let me know. Share your thoughts. Share this episode with your tennis community, your coach, your mom, your dad, or your player, and let me know what you think in the comments. Remember, confidence doesn't have to be a mystery or a long-term project. It's available to you right now. Right now. Until next time, keep playing with your heart, keep growing, and remember, it's all for the love of tennis.